Live from the Geyer Studio, where combatants battle for the glory of cinema, this is Cinema Wars with your host DJ Ace, only here on WMCO. Welcome to another round of Cinema Wars. I'm your host DJ Ace. And I have a very fun round for today. This is Cinema Wars once again here on WMCO, airing 6 and 10 on Fridays, which is right now. And we have three contestants to battle it out over a question related to movies, as is the way we do this thing each and every week. And this question is inspired by a recent teaser that came out. It's a spoof on monster films. It's called Colossal, starring Anne Hathaway. And so the question today is, most destructive monster movie?
Ew.
Dun, dun, dun. And I have three, like I said, I have three contestants to talk about. I have Anna.
Hey.
Andrew.
You know, it's funny. It's Friday, but it doesn't feel like a Friday.
And Joe.
Yo.
Okay, so those are the contestants, and we will get down to the nitty-gritty of it all. But first, I have to say this quote because of the topic. Let them fight.
Okay, here we go.
All right, Anna, movie.
All right, I went a little crazy here, and I went with the Mothman Prophecies.
Oh, thank goodness.
You think. Okay, so
no, Wait. We gotta get the other two.
Oh, sorry.
Andrew.
I went with Cloverfield.
Oh, thank goodness.
Joe.
I got the same
Joe's
reaction.
Resting easy. What you get, Joe?
Godzilla, the 2014 one.
Ooh.
Recent one.
I thought someone would do it.
Godzilla.
All right. Now. Oh, yeah. Anna, give me your spiel.
Okay, so the Mothman Prophecies is not the best movie in the world, but in regards to monster films, it's kind of an interesting story. It's inspired by the actual event of the Silver Bridge collapse, in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, that connects Ohio to West Virginia. And I guess the whole like collapse thing was linked by some guy to be associated with this Mothman, essentially. Which is this weird moth creature guy. And I don't really know how it happened exactly, but I think the actual cause was like a broken thing. But anyway, in the movie, it's basically this Mothman is prophesizing the destruction of this bridge and just killing people and doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
Okay.
All right. Andrew, give me your spiel.
Well, if you want most destructive monster in a movie, the Cloverfield monster, it just goes out there and completely destroys everything. And the movie follows guys that are coming from a wedding ceremony or a wedding party to go and they're trying to escape, but all paths get blocked off, and all that's waiting for them in the end is death.
Okay. Joe.
Godzilla, that's it. No, Godzilla, the 2014 one, basically just destroys all of San Francisco. He is fighting those two monsters. I don't know what they called them, but two, like, bird-like
pterodactyl creatures
that arose somewhere in Japan and has everybody all worried, and then they find out that Godzilla is alive, and he comes to kill the two monsters and wreaks havoc all over the place because he is Godzilla. And it was an amazing, very, very destructive movie because he destroyed.
Did you say he wreaks havoc?
Wreaks havoc.
Wrecks havoc.
Rex reeks.
Reeks havoc.
He smells.
He probably smelled too.
So he'll wreak havoc as well.
Didn't they drop atomic bombs?
Yeah, they tried. Yep, they tried to drop an atomic bomb.
So he smells like radiation.
Yep.
And that's what the monsters eat during
the movie is radiation to get bigger, and he kills them. Very fun battle.
I can't dispute.
Spoiler.
I can't dispute that the battle between the pterodactyl creatures and Godzilla is not one of many joys.
It was very joyful.
However, it feels like the pterodactyl birds do more damage to anything.
That's what I meant.
Than Godzilla.
Most destructive movie. Even the pterodactyls get in some of the action.
But
he's going for like the specific character.
Okay.
It kind of felt like that
at the beginning to me.
I don't know, I could be wrong.
But
I'm not supporting you.
Godzilla.
Wrong idea.
My movie
has a moth destroying a bridge. I don't know how you get more destructive than that.
Mine destroys a whole city. And more.
Yeah, but dinosaur is able to destroy a city, but the ratio, like the size ratio,
and Japan
a
got
moth,
in. And Japan
like,
got in
think
the
about,
action
think,
too.
No, my just God. Think about a moth just like causing so much destruction.
I can't
see killing
it.
Like 46
cause,
people.
It causes me nightmares, not destruction.
the movie it causes nightmares and destruction.
Mine causes destruction plus human extinction, pretty much.
Is this Cloverfield? Not Cloverfield 10 or.
Cloverfield 2008. Cloverfield 2008.
Okay.
Not the recent one.
Okay.
The giant Cloverfield monster goes on a rampage throughout the destroying New York. The first time you're introduced to it, it sends the head of the Statue of Liberty flying across the city. And the main characters are standing right next to where the head lands, and you can hear people screaming in the background. Oh my God! and what makes him human extinction is when he brings that is when the Cloverfield monster apparently has these flea like creatures on him that's the size of dogs that come off him and then just start mauling everyone in sight, and once they bite someone, that person pop like a balloon. Oh, no.
Does your monster die in the end?
No.
No one knows what happens to mine. It's a very mysterious thing. Some people think he still exists. I don't know. Some people think that it's an actual thing that happened.
Well, mine lives. Thank goodness.
Technically, if we're going to focus on all the monsters, no, they didn't all survive. Not all the monsters made it out of Godzilla 2014.
Godzilla made it out of 2014.
I mean the main monster, but if you're going to go that route, you can't use the pterodactyls. Those are part of the argument.
They destroyed San Francisco.
Yeah,
they deserve to die.
You can have one or the other. You can't have both on whether or not your all that matters is Godzilla survives. You can't go that route.
Just did.
Okay, so I can't really speak much for Andrew's movie, seeing as I've never actually even heard of it.
Haven't seen Cloverfield?
No, I've never even heard of it.
I've seen bits and pieces.
Oh, it's
yeah,
good.
I've never
it's
even
good.
Heard of it, but...
Yours, I've never seen.
Oh, nobody's ever seen mine. Yeah. That's why
you
I picked it.
You came out of left field with that movie. I went, what?
I know, that's usually my tactic here. But I think, is it safe to assume that, like, with your movie, like, the monster is basically just, like, running around aimlessly killing people and destroying things, like, no real purpose in mind?
Well, he's battling the military almost the entire time.
But, like, does he have an actual, like, purpose? Like, why is he being...
No one knows.
Okay, but so he's just kind of crazy, a monster, just a crazy monster that's running around. I know Godzilla's
mine
just...
has a purpose. There's a couple buildings
his
he has to knock down to get through.
His purpose is to let them fight. Nothing else.
Yes, okay, he let them fight all over San Francisco. And
but
Vegas.
So, he didn't really do it.
But they're just monsters being...
Why is Godzilla fighting them?
Because he wants to destroy those two monsters.
Why?
Because he's the king of the monsters.
Why does he want to fight them? He just does it.
Okay, you see, but this is my point.
They just lure him over to them,
okay,
and he just does it.
Hang on a second. Okay, so this is my point here. Basically, what I'm getting is, you guys are just monsters being monsters for the sake of being monsters. If that makes any sense whatsoever. Well, let me finish.
Stop that.
Okay.
I'm not gonna let you get away with that.
Okay, so they're just like running around destroying things, but they're not really having fun with it, so to speak. Like, with my character, he's, like, messing with
fun
people.
Fun with it?
Let me speak. So, like, my character, he's, like, messing with people before he... Because he's, like, prophesizing this whole thing.
Oh, he's taunting people now.
No, he's not really taunting people. He's, like, warning people. He's calling people and being like, hey, all these people are gonna die.
Sounds like taunting.
Note
to self. It's more...
Don't watch The Mothman.
No, always watch The Mothman. The Mothman is a terrible, great movie.
Man. She's like, it's a terrible, great movie.
So is it an up or down?
I don't know. I appreciated it, but I don't know what that says about my taste in movies. But
you watched it. I give you props for that.
I thought it was fun. But whatever you want to call it, the point is that he's doing, like, this whole, like, mental game, mental destruction, along with the physical destruction of the bridge. So, like, before the bridge started, there was a scene.
Is all he does destroy a bridge?
No, I was going to elaborate on that more, but you cut me off.
Mine destroys the Golden Gate Bridge.
Mine destroys the Brooklyn Bridge.
Okay.
We all destroy bridges.
Okay.
Golden State's better.
Well, no. No, it's not.
If you're just going to go with gold, if you're going to just say Golden State Bridge is better because of the Golden State Warriors.
I'm a Cavs
fan. I feel like you guys are getting off track. You're arguing about bridges. I'm trying to talk about the movie.
They're very nice bridges.
They're very nice bridges that our monsters destroyed.
Well, anyway,
the
point I was trying to make was that before the bridge thing even happens is that the Mothman, basically, he causes this car accident with the main character and his wife, and then it eventually kills, I'm getting confused. No, it's a brain tumor. I don't really remember how these connect, so give me a break, but...
It's hard to make an argument.
Well, I'm trying to organize my thoughts here. So, they get in the car wreck, and the wife eventually dies. I can't remember if it's because of the car accident or because of, like, some brain tumor or something. It's one or the other, but... And so, as she's like...
The Mothman did it?
Well, I'm getting to that, Andrew. Okay,
Let her speak.
You're not helping!
Sorry.
Okay.
Let the fight.
But anyway, while she's, like, in the hospital and stuff, deciding, like, is she gonna die? Is she gonna survive this? Blah, blah, blah. Like, she's basically, like, she's seeing... Because the car crash was caused by the Mothman. I guess I forgot to mention that. That's kind of important. So,
I just said that earlier. Did the Mothman cause it?
Well, I was getting to that, and that's what I said.
And then you say a few seconds later, yes, he did.
My most destructive monster movie made more money. Drop the mic.
Anyway.
Are you just looking at your movie?
You're not even letting me get to the point here. Okay, and so she's seeing, like, all these... She's kind of, like, going crazy. So she's like, I saw this thing. It crashed the car. And, of course, the guy's like, no, you have this, like, head injury or brain tumor or something. You're imagining things. And so she's like, no, there was this Mothman, and he tried to kill us, and now he's going to try to kill all these other people. And then she dies. And then, like, the whole plot with the bridge and stuff.
So it's most destructive of our brain.
Well, mine's got physical and mental destruction.
It sounds terrifying.
So it has psychic powers.
Yeah, kind of.
It's kind of unnecessary for a giant monster to have psychic powers. All you got to do is just
kick them down. You didn't clarify the whole monster can mean anything. If you, like, we can say that humans are the real monsters looking at Scooby-Doo or something. I mean, come on.
Oh, don't get me started on Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
Monster can mean anything.
You did Scooby-Doo, darn you.
Where are you? Where are you?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. Godzilla.
The point is,
so
monster
monsters
can,
and Scooby-Doo.
The term monster is subjective. That's all I'm saying.
I should have picked Scooby-Doo Monsters Unleashed. Darn it.
Oh, no.
I considered it.
How did they cause destruction? They're just scary.
They caused destruction. They caused destruction to the minds of America.
By scaring children.
Yes.
Okay.
Destructive.
Scaring their children audiences.
Godzilla.
But like I said for mine, it's been, in a way it is psychologically nerve wracking when the main characters are trying to escape, are trying different routes to get to escape the city, and every time they keep getting blocked off. Like one of the things was the Brooklyn Bridge, which was destroyed. I mentioned earlier. One of the things was going through a tunnel, whole in the subways that was infested with fleas, and the and then they tried getting away with helicopter, and then they're swatted down.
Cuts to the rules.
Do the giant fleas have like dogs?
No,
like
not,
how dogs have fleas. Do the fleas have dogs? I'm just wondering.
I'm saying they're
I'm just imagining a giant flea with like a Pomeranian.
We went from fleas to dogs real quick.
All right. Well, we're going to go to a quick break here on Cinema Wars, but when we return, we'll continue discussion on most destructive monster films, and then I will choose a winner right here on WMCO.
Check out the sports broadcast schedule on orbitmediaonline.com to see all the games you can hear live right here on WMCO. Also, check out the Orbit TV YouTube channel for some highlights of previous games. You can also watch some exclusive player and coach interviews. We are Orbit Media, your leader in Fighting Muskie sports.
I really didn't feel safe anymore at home.
Every year, tens of thousands of youth experience homelessness.
The possibility of sleeping out on a park bench, it's not something that a 15-year-old should have to think about.
1-800-RUNAWAY provides 24-hour access to a nationwide network of housing and support services.
I felt such warmth. I felt comfort. I felt safe.
Call 1-800-RUNAWAY. Go to 1-800-RUNAWAY.org or text 66008. We can end youth homelessness.
Ahoy, mateys. Tune in to WMCO 90.7 on Sunday, 4 to 6, for the return of the Sunday Shuffle Play with me, the Dread Pirate Roberts. Tune in to hear this week's Scallywag Sixers and Movie Pick of the Week, as well as local sports, weather, and news updates. Brought to you live on WMCO 90.7 or streaming online at orbitmediaonline.com.
Cinema Wars rages on here on WMCO 90.7 with your host, DJ Ace.
Welcome back to Cinema Wars. I'm DJ Ace, and Anna, Andrew, and Joe are talking about most destructive monster films. We've had quite a little discussion here. I have a couple of points I need to make, however. Dun, dun, dun. So I'm just going to throw some things out here to challenge you all. So the problem I'm having with your movie, Anna, is it really a monster movie?
Yes, it's the Mothman.
It's not just a moth.
Like, how big is the Mothman?
Well, it's like the size of like a human. It's basically like Batman, but a moth.
Okay, that's fine.
Watch yourself on second, Batman.
All right, so for you, Joe, my challenge is the problem I have, and everyone else for that matter, the problem with Godzilla is he's only in a movie for 14 minutes in a 2-hour film.
I know. Yeah. I was pretty mad about that too.
Everyone's mad about that. And we were also hoping for a Walter White versus Godzilla moment.
Yeah.
And he dies right at the beginning.
Spoiler.
And Andrew, the problem I have with yours is Cloverfield was a really wonky film because that's the one where they did it with like a camera.
Yeah, they did like firsthand.
They filmed the movie with a camera. Yeah, that's new and different.
It was like firsthand.
Yeah,
camera.
They did it like they.
You ever seen?
Oh, like handheld. Like
it's a found footage film.
I hate those.
My issue with Cloverfield. But you guys can resume now. Let them fight again.
I hate handheld.
Came
films.
From my movie, by the way. That's sane.
What?
Let them fight.
Yeah, we know. Keep going.
Yeah, but that was basically ripping off one of the old ones in the 1960s.
Your gibberish is irrelevant. No.
Yes, he was in the movie for 14 minutes, but it was a very destructive 14 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
Really?
It feels like Godzilla.
Yeah. Wow.
It feels like Godzilla half the time is just following the main character. Through from one point to San Francisco.
Yeah, because they're going to the monsters. Actually, technically, they're following Godzilla.
Cool story, bro.
Boom. I mean, the guy is just trying to get to San. The guy is just trying to get to his wife. Why does he need? Because
Godzilla.
Why does Godzilla and him need to run a parallel path?
Hollywood, bro.
It's called storytelling.
It's called Hollywood, bro.
Okay. And the thing about my hand for seeing found footage films is
they're terrible.
They're It's actually a little more scarier to feel.
I couldn't tell you the last found footage film I saw.
Paranormal Activity.
It was horrible.
That's considered a found footage film?
Yes.
Yeah, I hated that movie.
Yeah, I think that's probably the last one I've seen.
Okay. It kind of felt like to me the way the found footage film here worked out. It felt like the same way it did with the Blair Witch Project, except you actually saw the monster.
That is the only found footage movie that I like.
Yeah, it works out the same way. There's even a point where everyone's getting picked off one by one. Everyone's getting frustrated with how it feels like they're. Their situation becomes more useless every single time. Every time they try to find a way out, and then in the end, it takes them. It's the same way in the Blair Witch Project. It's the same way in Cloverfield.
I feel like that's just a common storyline to follow with the found footage films. Now that I think about it. Because there's just a lot of random movies that do that, too, that I can't even think of the titles because they were so irrelevant. I didn't like them. But I just feel like that's a very common thing. Just fun to point out.
Yeah. What she said.
What I said.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, One of the best scenes they got with the found footage was right around the end, after the helicopter crash. They got out of the helicopter. The monster is standing over the guy with the camera, and he just chomps on him.
So I tell you what, I think Cloverfield is probably one of the better found footage films.
Yes, thank you.
I mean, I can't judge it. I've never seen it.
I said one of
you.
I didn't say the best, but that's what's going for them.
They use it in found footage in the right way.
Yeah.
Mine was Godzilla.
Yeah, you just.
We don't care. Mine was a moth.
You've been saying that since the very beginning.
Because it's Godzilla.
That's been your whole argument. It's Godzilla.
It really has, though. Like, that seems to be your default when, like, you run out of things to say. You're just like, well, it's Godzilla, so let me win.
It's Godzilla, duh.
Yeah, like, we don't care at this point. Like, your argument's irrelevant.
Yeah.
What was the name of your monster?
Mine?
Cloverfield.
That was the name?
Yeah, that's what people were calling it.
Well, you could tell I haven't seen that movie in a while. Oh, my. They named it Cloverfield? That, like, big monster?
Yeah. Well, at the end, the fans called it Cloverfield, like, reviews. Yeah. They never say the name.
I think
in the
they
movie.
Just called it the Cloverfield Monster.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Now the one
because it doesn't have an actual name.
The biggest detail we're missing from your movie, Andrew, is the fact they actually do nuke New York City at the end of the movie.
They do, but he survive. But the monster survives.
Yeah.
He survives that and continues on with the destruction.
Poor New York.
How is that? How about that for most destructive movie?
They set off an atomic bomb to try and kill mine.
Mine's a moth.
Not in the 2014 movie. Not in that movie.
They use found footage.
No, they did not.
In one scene, they went back in time to see that they tried to kill him with the atomic bomb.
Flashback. In that
brain
respect.
Brain fart. Flashback. Flashback. They tried to kill him.
All right, we're going to wrap this thing up then, and we're going to put a little ribbon on it. I'm kidding.
What kind of ribbon?
A pretty one.
A destructive one.
I knew he was going to go somewhere with that.
All right, so those are the arguments, and I'm going to choose two winners because, like, as per last week, 1 point for argumentation, 1 point for creativity. I'm going to have to give the argument to... Andrew, and I'm going to give the creativity to Anna, actually.
Moths rule.
because I did not see that coming. And you had a few.
That was very creative.
You had a few points as well. Yeah. So, but yeah, Joe, you kind of lost it.
Oh, I can tell you the last time I saw Godzilla. So,
okay. Enough to remember that it was Godzilla.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that there are pterodactyl animals.
It was definitely monsters. Godzilla. Everybody. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Now that we've established the winner, I just want to say, Joe, I'm really disappointed you didn't take this opportunity to say pterodactyls.
I said pterodactyls.
Pterodactyls.
Oh, terror.
Like, why didn't you make a pun out of that? I'm so disappointed.
I thought you were going somewhere else with this. I was like, I came prepared.
All right, we have a bonus question still, so you do have a chance, Joe.
Oh, I gotta go first.
It's very small.
Yeah, it's a small chance because I don't know what to choose.
Yeah, well, you do get to go first. So, the bonus question is most underwhelming monster film.
I think one that I liked, but it might have been a little underwhelming. I may have to go with Pacific Rim.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Shoot, I'm about to say Monsters, Inc. Just to be funny. No, I think the one that I originally was going to choose was Dracula Untold. The one with Chris Evans. Monster movie.
Oh yeah, that's not Chris Evans though, that's a different
No, that's a, what's his name, Brad? No, it's something Evans.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, give me your spiel.
I just haven't seen that movie in a while either. But basically, I don't know. It's just I didn't like the story. The actor that played Dracula is pretty cool, but I just found it. Went to the theater, saw it. It just didn't click with me. And I thought it'd be a little more action and destructive, but it wasn't It wasn't what I was thought it was gonna be. If that helps explain it. And there was not a lot of destruction in it.
All right, Anna.
All right, well, I actually did pick Monsters, Inc. Because it's literally about monsters trying to save a little girl. That's literally the least destructive thing.
Evans. That was what? The actor's name. Luke Evans.
Oh, we just shouting random names now.
Sorry. All right,
finish up, Anna.
That's literally the least monstery destruction.
It's a kid's movie. What do you expect?
It's about monsters. It counts.
Yeah. You stole my idea.
All right. No, I
haven't. Andrew.
If you pick Monsters University.
I was gonna.
I pick Scooby-Doo 2, Monsters Unleashed. When the costumes actually come to life and turn into real life monsters. Which is basically the cartoon versions of them becoming real life, but they look stupid in real life. Really, really stupid.
You two have just ruined my childhood.
To be fair, it looked a little more convincing.
How dare you?
When it was a drawing. The monsters didn't look at all convincing in the movie.
At least your monsters had, like, cruel intentions.
Mine had cruel intentions.
Yeah, mine didn't. That's what I'm getting at.
They didn't even destroy anything either.
They scared a couple kids to get their screams.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's scary.
That's basically...
That's destructive. Would you want to... Well, would you... I don't know if I want to lose my scream. I need that scream.
I barely have a voice, man.
I know.
All right, well, I'm going to pick a winner here. Those are all pretty underwhelming. I can't pick yours, Joe, because people actually die in yours.
Oh, oops.
Sorry.
This is true. They do die. I didn't know you wanted death in this.
Well, no, I'm just using that as a factor against these other two. So
Yes, mine had death.
Between the other two, the only issue, Anna, is that's kind of the point with... That's literally the point of Monsters, Inc.
Exactly. Like,
it's a kid's movie. So,
so is Scooby-Doo. I'm going
to give this one to English.
Well, it's kind of, it's an adult
where
Scooby-Doo.
Are you?
All right. That wraps up this round of Cinema Wars. We'll be back next Friday, 6 and 10, right here on WMCO 90.7.
The war is far from over. Tune in next week at 10 in the evening here on WMCO 90.7 for the next round. Round of Cinema Wars. The views and opinions expressed on Cinema Wars are not associated with Muskingum University, Orbit Media, WMCO, Orbit TV, and the Black and Magenta.
Next time on Cinema Wars, following spring break, contestants pitch their dream prequel movies for double points.